USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in Milwaukee on Tuesday, but several Wisconsin Republicans say they wish the vice president had gone to the U.S.-Mexico border instead. The critics include U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin. Quote, happy to have her visit Milwaukee, but she really ought to inspect the crisis President Biden created at the border. End quote. Fatalities have been confirmed after a small plane crashed into a Hattiesburg home Tuesday evening. Hattiesburg, Mississippi Police Department said they were notified of an aircraft crash about 11:20 local time Tuesday night. Once at the scene, emergency personnel confirmed that the small civilian plane had crashed into a home. The Federal Aviation Administration has been contacted to investigate the crash. The National Football League will release its full regular season schedule for all 32 teams in a week. The 2021 schedule will be released on May 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A spokesman from the U.S. Department of Defense said the agency is aware of an out-of-control Chinese rocket only days away from falling out of orbit. The spokesman said its exact entry point into the Earth's atmosphere cannot be pinpointed until within hours of re-entry, which is expected around May 8th. President Trump has launched a new website to deliver the latest updates from his office to the American people. The new platform launched Tuesday, and his design is pretty much reminiscent of the president's Twitter account, which was banned by big tech in early 2021. President Trump said the website will develop as the beacon of free speech, although it doesn't appear to work as a social media platform at this time. The site is located at DonaldJTrump.com. President Biden is considering appointing Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti to a diplomatic post, likely U.S. ambassador to India. The potential exit of the Democrat mayor for the nation's second largest city would come as L.A. faces record homelessness and a court order to find shelter for a massive Skid Row population by the end of September. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A Belgium farmer moving a stone in his field has created an international incident. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A farmer in Belgium may have accidentally started an international incident by moving a stone. The farmer, annoyed that the rock was in the way of his tractor, pushed it about 7 feet to the side to allow him to continue working his field near the Belgian village of Ercouenis. However, the stone in question was a marker laying out the border between Belgium and France. The marker dates back to 1819 when the border between the two nations was first drawn out. Local authorities say they'll get in touch with the farmer and ask him to replace the stone marker.
Belgium hosts the European Union and NATO. It is located between the Netherlands and France. The U.S. birth rate fell 4% last year, the largest single-year decrease in nearly 50 years, according to a government report being released tomorrow. The rate dropped for moms of every major race and ethnicity, falling to the lowest point since federal health officials started tracking it more than a century ago. Births have been declining in younger women for years, as many postponed motherhood and had smaller families. Birth rates for women in their 30s and 40s have been inching up, but not last year. Some cite the pandemic as another reason for the drop. A woman who went missing nearly 6 months ago was found living in a tent in a national forest in Utah, sustaining on a diet including grass and moss, after a drone searching for her crashed nearby. The 47-year-old, who wasn't publicly identified, was discovered Sunday in a remote campground of the Uintah-Wasaskash National Forest. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.